So I'm listening to some more news. Seems like America is really in bad shape, honestly. And I was reading some of the thumbnails on YouTube, and one of them was with, AOC and whoever's doing this big old, podcast on AOC. I'm thinking to myself, well, she's one congressperson for one district in a state. So when you break it down, there's 450 some districts, which should be more, and each district is divided up to where it handles 700 and I think 65,000 people, which is no longer representation. That's just amazingly a lot of people. So when you do the math, that's one quarter of 1%. So that's what her opinion should mean as a representative. So she's just one quarter of 1% of America. American families, children, all of that, when you take the whole thing, because a representative doesn't just represent the voters, it represents so much more, all of the people in that district. So honestly, why do I care? Well, because we've become a democracy. But even if you want to say we're a pure, true democracy, which means if there's 300 million Americans, you divide that in half, it's 150 million Americans. And if you get one more vote, just one more individual walks in and votes one way or the other, then that side of the argument wins. And that's not what we are, and it's not what we're supposed to be, because then that 150 million plus one could vote to take away your rights, your freedom, your liberty, your bicycle. And in a republic, see, that can't happen. Even though the majority of people, vote to take away your bicycle, you still have rights. And therefore, they can't go against the Constitution. You still have that right. Well, you can see that the heinous nature of what democracies are doing to America, or just the thought that we are a democracy. And it's really no different. I mean, I guess if you really wanted to look at it in a weird, rational way, okay, let's say somebody is a Mormon, LDS church, and somebody else, is a Catholic. Is there a difference between the Christianity nature? Let's not even say Catholic. Let's say Baptist and a Mormon, or a Jehovah Witness and a Catholic, or a Jehovah Witness and a Baptist. Is there a difference? I mean, in America, in the media, they'd say, "Well, there's it's just a word. We're a democracy." Well, no, we're not. See, we're Baptist. We're not Jehovah Witness. There's a difference, a fucking difference. And they don't want you to know that, because the underlying, evil of this program is that if you don't know what you have lost, then you can't really miss it. And so as our children grow up and being taught that we're a democracy, I was taught that we were a republic, even in school, public school. And the teachers really wouldn't even discuss the difference, because why talk about the difference between a republic and a democracy when we're not a democracy? There's no reason to discuss it. That's an old form of government that is very destructive, and it destroys civilizations, and it has throughout history. You might have talked about it in history class, why the Roman Empire collapsed and stuff like that, because they were a republic at one time that became a democracy. But it was more historical than actually English verbiage, definitions of words. So Congress has decided to hide in the shadows and take no responsibility for anything that they've been doing, which is sad at best, heinous and destructive at worst. And so they would rather sit there and go, well, you know, AOC believes this and she's in Congress. That's one congressman out of 50 states. Well, that seems to have a lot more credence because now she's representing that entire state. No, she's representing a district. So therefore, she is just one voice out of 457 districts or whatever that number is. So even that would become considered a rounding error. You know, if there's 457 people in the room deciding what's on for dinner and a whole bunch of people start screaming pizza, your voice isn't going to be heard because the whole herd mentality will shift toward pizza, even though they wanted Chinese food or whatever. So that's how it works, see? So that one voice would be a rounding error if everybody else understood their job. But that's not how it works, see? Like all the people in Congress, all the 450 people would meet in their respective state houses, and then they would hammer out all these details about why they want pizza in this district and why it's so much better tasting than Asian food or kimchi or tacos. And they would hash it out because a lot of people in that district would go, I don't really want either. I would kind of like Taco Tuesday myself. And then they would all get, yeah, that would be much better if we went to this taco place or that taco place and stuff. Eventually, out of all that discussion, it kind of was an old parliamentary thing to where a lot of people could talk about a lot of things. And they would go, is anybody else want to talk about this? And they'd go, the floor recognizes, you know, this person, this congressperson from the great state of da 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 da, and from the district of da 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 da. And they'd go, yeah, you know, most of the people in my district would really rather have tacos. And they go, okay. And eventually everybody would get their say and there would be rebuttals. And then they go, let's take a vote. And you know what? Out of that whole area of, say, the state of Arizona, all them districts go, you know what? I'm kind of for this. I think tacos actually sounds really good today for dinner. And then they would vote and that would be that. And then out of all the districts, eventually would go, yeah, you know, out of, say, 100 districts in the state, 30-some said tacos and 20-some said that. So it's like, well, the tacos have it. So moved. Done and done. Now, in a simpler term, then what they would do is they would do this throughout a session. And then every once in a while, they'd go, this is really important, and we need to talk to the president about it right now. Then they would appoint some senators. They didn't elect senators. It's like, well, now all of a sudden it's this senator or that senator. It's like, no. They would appoint senators and go, okay, go to the restaurant and order tacos. Okay. And that's how it worked out. But now you got, you know, senators going, well, I don't even like tacos. I'm going to vote for pizza. Well, then you were just fucked. See, all of that work you put into it and all your representatives debating and talking for weeks, if not months on it, just got kicked to the curb because the senator said no. Well, then it gets into today's world where it's like, well, the House wrote the bill or the order for tacos. And the senators don't like that. So now we got to get into negotiating. Well, what kind of tacos should they be? Vegan tacos, this kind of taco? It's like, see, it becomes a clusterfuck. And Congress has allowed this through the 17th Amendment because they realize we can hang out in the shadows and be useless little bitches and not do shit. Because honestly, at the end of the day, if everyone gets, you know, the Senate gets their way and they they vote for pizza. Then Congress is like, well, then we're not going to pay for it. We already told you what to order. We had the funding allocated for tacos. That's what we, the people, agreed on. And now you went and overrode that. So since you did it through all these fucking tricks and stuff, we're just not going to fund it. Done and done. Next order of business. Well, what's for breakfast? Well, you know, we talked about that too, and we decided we wanted a grand slam. And Senate decided they wanted, you know, pancakes. That's all, just pancakes. Well, then we're not going to fund that either, see, because we have the credit card in our wallet. So when you go to the restaurant, if you're going to order something we, the people, decided not to order, we're just not going to pay for it. We're going to walk out and go to Jack in the Box and get their tacos. 2 for 79 cents. Fuck y'all. But Congress has allowed this to slip away. So when people say we're a democracy, no, we are not. We have never been a democracy. We're not a democratic republic or any of that shit. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. It says so in the Constitution. And in this Constitution, the word democracy is never even discussed. Not even to say, we will never be a fucking democracy. Nothing. The word is not there. You do a word search, you will not find it in any of the document, the founding documents, which is the Declaration of Independence, the preamble, the Constitution, whatever they, I think there's three or four that they consider the founding documents. You're not going to find the word democracy. It's not fucking there. End of story. And there was a reason for that. And that was so we would be a Republican form of government. Now, I think why they did this is, see, because the Constitution does say that every state shall be allowed a Republican form of government. And so the two parties a long time ago, which I vehemently disagree with a two-party system, you know, called themselves Democrat, Republican. See, you don't say they're Democrats. They're Democrat. The Democrat Party. They left off the other few, you know, vowels and stuff. And so what happened was, since the Constitution said a Republican form of government, then people go, well, yeah, but I'm not Republican. That's fine. You don't have to be. You could be a member of the Whig Party or the Independents or the I like JFK Party. It doesn't really matter. But see, they use that word. And so now you think, well, it's a two-party system. There's Democrat, Republican. And since we're supposed to have a Republican form of government, we need to limit that and say we are a democracy, because democracy does not sound the same as Democrat Party. So this is how they wordsmith their way around things. And over the many years, we the people have gotten fucked. Now, unfortunately. And so Congress likes to lay low in the shadows, because if they really didn't like, say, what Israel's doing, you know, they have a right to self-defense, but maybe not killing that many people. Well, we're funding it. We, the American people, are funding it. Whether you agree with it or not, your dollars are going there. You're handing your friends money to go buy crack cocaine. And everybody else in the household is like, well, we can't even afford gas or tacos for dinner. We're broke. And it's like, well, fuck off. You know, we're gonna continue to fund the crackheads. Blow me. And then Congress could stand up and go, well, okay, we have the debit card that you seem to have ordered a copy of, and we're going to cancel that with the bank, and we're the only ones that write the checks, and therefore you can order all of the fucking pizza you want. When it comes time to pay for it, there'll be no funds in that debit account, and the pizza place is going to go, hey, what the fuck? You ordered 50 large pizzas for each state, and you're not paying for it? It's like, well, it's Congress. They're not paying for it. Well, the pizza places go, well, that's not how it works, dumbass. See how, when you really break it down into simple terms, and easy to understand concepts like pizza and breakfast, well then, that's what ended up happening. So that's where we're at, America. We've lost our republic, and that's what that means. We didn't lose the Republican Party. We didn't lose the Democrat Party. We just lost our Republican form of government. And therefore, we the people do not exist anymore, in their opinion. And if you look at the federal government, it was created by the states as a property management company. I mean, let's just break it down into simple language that me, you, Bob, and Mary can understand. It's a property management company. We had all this territory that the people of America had bought with our money, and Louisiana Purchase and all that. Every acre of America was purchased by the government, by we the people. It's ours. So we said, well, we need to have a property management company to run all these properties, these territories, and negotiate these contracts and stuff. It's like, oh, okay. And now the property management company wants to tell you how to take care of your property. You can't paint that house. We didn't agree with it. You can't re-carpet it or buy new furniture. We own that. You're nothing to us. It's like, no, we own all this, and you are a property management company. Like, well, tell that to our lawyers and our army. So we have lost, see? We no longer own America. We the people are just a group of words that feels good when you're a patriot. We the people. But really, it does not exist. And that's what the founding fathers the Declaration, if you read the Declaration of Independence, I think there's like 17 things that they bring out that say, we just can't live this way anymore. And if you really read each one and break it down, we're worse than that as a government. The federal government has become worse than the King of England. And there's a lot more grievances on that list than there ever was. So the only way to fix it is for Congress to go no, and if Congress realized how fucked the 17th Amendment really was for we the people, and your constituents, and our budget, and being bankrupt and losing our country day by day, dollar by dollar, they could all take a vote, because that would be 2/3 of the people in America, the Congress, and repeal the 17th Amendment just like that. And so you got to ask yourself, well, why don't they? Because they don't care. They abdicated their power to Senate and political wrangling and committees. They don't want to be in charge. Because most people, if you give them a crutch, they will use it the rest of their life. Forever. So that's what we need to realize. Is, you know, they don't want to do that. And AOC is a perfect example of why they don't want to do it. Because they got a lot more voice as one individual pissed off congressperson. But if they just took back the 17th Amendment, then it would run the way it used to run. And your representative would be your representative, not the rest of the state's representative or some special interest group's representative. And, you know, you talk about lobbying and K Street and all these groups. How hard is it to fund and bribe 475 individuals that think differently? You know, you might give a couple of senators or main, you know, Speaker of the House a bunch of money, and they'll push that vote that way. But if it was running the proper way, you'd have to give $100 million to 475 congressmen to get them to turn on their people. And the people would really see it right away if it's almost a million people, they would see it. They go, what the fuck are you doing? You work for us. Not that group. Not this group. You know, well, we're doing it in your interest. We didn't ask you to. See, we didn't elect you for your fucking opinion. We ask you to gather information and do our opinion. Not yours. Fuck your opinion. You're fired. And they'd probably get fired or vetoed before they, impeached before they even collected their check. And once the person realized, the lobbyist, that their person's not going to be there when that vote comes up, well, they'd just rescind their offer. It's really simple. Actually, when you're trying to resolve a problem, it's usually the easiest thing, and it's the simplest answer. We've just allowed all these politicians to say, it's not that simple, Mark. You don't understand. You're painting with a broad brush. You're stupid. You're a group of people that are all rising against us, saying we should go back to the old ways of a republic. You're just a MAGA freak. You're a terrorist. You're an insurrectionist. We need to throw you in jail. Oh, says who? Says us. With our just us system. We need to get control of it, because it's on the verge of complete and utter failure and loss. So I'm going to leave you that. You can look it all up and see, but I want to thank you for listening. I'm almost at work, so I will talk to you all later, and I hope my audio works.
We've made too many compromises already, too many retreats. They invade our space, and we fall back.
I'm your huckleberry.
The line must be drawn here. This far, no farther.
That's just my game.